Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Guru Putram Ihan Nitham Nichakharma Nibandhanam Anayasva Maharaja Machchashana Puraskrita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, suffering the bondage of his past activity, my spiritual master's son was brought here to you. O great king, obey my command and bring this boy to me without delay. Tateti teno anitam guru putram yutathamo dattva sva guruve bhuyo vrinishveti tam uchata. Yamaraj said, so be it, and brought forth the guru's son. Then those two most exalted yadus presented the boy to their spiritual master and said to him, please select another boon. Sri Gurur Uvacha Samyak Sambhadito Vatsa Bhavadhyam Guru Niskraya Konu Yusmad Vida Guru Kamanam Avashishyati. The spiritual master said, my dear boys, you two have completely fulfilled the disciple's obligation to reward his spiritual master. Indeed, with disciples like you, what further desires could a guru have? O heroes, now please return home. May your fame sanctify the world, and may the Vedic hymns be ever fresh in your minds, both in this life and the next. Thus receiving their guru's permission to leave, the two lords returned to their city on their chariot, which moved as swiftly as the wind and resounded like a cloud. All the citizens rejoiced upon seeing Krishna and Balaram, whom they had not seen for many days. The people felt just like those who have lost their wealth and then regained it. Om Agyan Tibidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jainatas Moi Sri Guru Vainamaha Vansha Kalpatarubyas Chakripa Sindubya Evacha Patitanam Pavani Bio Vaishnavi Bio Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, suffering the bondage of his past activity, my spiritual master's son was brought here to you. O great King Yamaraj, obey my command and bring this boy to me without delay. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna tells us that for those who take shelter of him, he is the swift deliverer from birth and death. Mam upetya punar janama dukalaya mashashvatam. This material world is a place which is filled with much suffering. It is a place called Martyaloka, where the fear and the pain of death is imminent. In fact, in this material existence, everyone is on the path toward death. But Krishna explains in this verse of Gita that he and no one else in all of creation has the power to deliver us from the clutches of death. We find even great asuras like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana. They performed tremendous tapasya to the greatest of all the demigods, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the most powerful personalities in this creation. And both of them requested, as a benediction, freedom from death. But neither Brahma nor Shiva could give them that boon. Because in this material creation, in the forms that they have assumed, even they are subject to death. So therefore, although all the greatest benedictions, material benedictions that they could have given, were awarded, Lord Krishna was the cause of their death in the form of Nrsingadev and Lord Sri Ramchandra. In fact, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I am death personified. And because Krishna is supreme, therefore, there is no power that can conquer death. Because Krishna is death, and he is supreme. So there is no man, no woman, no god that is superior to Krishna. Therefore, there is no living being that could free us from the clutches of Krishna in his form of death. But Krishna, by his own sweet will, can remove us from the clutches of birth and death. Therefore, Krishna says in Gita, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhradam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Ritschati. He is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. He is the proprietor of everything that exists. But Suhradam Sarva Bhutanam, he is also the best well-wishing friend of all living beings. In fact, he is the only friend of all living beings, because he is the only friend that can help us when we are most in need. And the greatest need comes at the time of death. And if we simply remember him, Antakali chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram, if we simply remember this beloved friend at the time of death, anyone else we remember, they cannot be there to save us. But Krishna appears within the heart of his devotee and gives him eternal life in the spiritual world. To free one from death does not mean that he preserves your body forever. It means He removes the illusion that you think you are this dying body and awards you the realization of the absolute truth that you do have an eternal form full of bliss and full of knowledge. An eternal spiritual body to ever be reciprocating with him in his divine Leela in the spiritual world. It is that benediction which is truly the saving grace by which we never have to see birth or death again. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvata tyaktva deham bunara janma naiti mam eti sorujuna. Krishna says, one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities never has to take birth or die again, but attains the eternal abode. But for those in this material world who, due to great misfortune and insincerity, who try to make an empire within these three modes of material nature, who tries to be the enjoyer and the exploiter of the resources of God, who live in forgetfulness of Krishna, however successful they may appear with our eyes, their destination is death. And who is the superintendent of death? That almighty great demigod of the name Yamaraj. Yamaraj is, in the material sense, Krishna's agent as death personified. And materialistic people within the society have made so many grand arrangements over the millenniums to try to somehow or other free themselves from death, to try to escape the clutches of Yamaraj. Srila Prabhupada has given us many examples in this regard. Of course, we see examples all around us within society. People who try to use their good intelligence to either postpone death or somehow or other free themselves. Guru Maharaj explains that there was one man who used his fertile intelligence in this regard. He was contemplating that although Yamaraj is in charge of all of those terrible Yamadutas who torture us so much according to our sinful actions, he himself personally is actually a very gentle and very pious person. In fact, he is a Mahajan. He's a great devotee of the Lord. So, everyone knows that human stool is very contaminating. So I will keep my body from my top of my head to the bottom of my feet, I will keep it covered with stool. And in this way, not Yamaraj will never come near me. And I will be free from death. So of course he covered his body with stool, and nobody else wanted to be anywhere near him. But when his karmic time took place, Yamaraj stole him away. No problem. So he failed. But Srila Prabhupada narrated one, at least a temporary success story in this regard. What was Savitri and Satyavan? You know the story? Savitri was a very very pious lady, and she wanted to get married to a young man. Prabhupada used to say that love is blind. She was very much attached to him. But when the astrologers calculated their horoscopes, they said, if you marry him, he is going to die very soon after your marriage. But they married, and soon after the marriage, he died. And Yamaraj came to take him away. And Savitri, she was such a loving and gentle lady, she just welcomed Yamaraj into her home, and she just offered him so many nice forms of hospitality. She was so sincere and so humble that Yamaraj was so pleased. He said, I will grant you any benediction you like. He said, but don't ask for your husband, because I have to take him away. She said, all right, give me the benediction of a son. He said, all right, I give you the benediction of a son. So then he started taking away the husband. She said, you cannot take him. He said, what do you mean I cannot take him? How can I have a son without my husband? So Yamaraj said, huh? You have defeated me? I must give your husband back. So in this way, sometimes by humility and devotion, but ultimately, it was just a postponement. But here we find Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is being approached by his spiritual master, Sandipani Muni. And Sandipani Muni's son had already died. He was already in the court of Yamaraj. And he pleased Krishna. He pleased Krishna by playing the role of his guru. Krishna wanted to demonstrate to all people of the world that nobody can understand the real truth without approaching a bona fide, authorized spiritual master. Yesterday we were reading a conversation of our Guru Maharaj when he was visiting New Vrindavan in 1976. And one devotee, his name was Janardan. I remember this quite well. He said, Prabhupada, you know, sometimes people say that God is in my heart and God can speak to me directly. So therefore, there is no need for having a spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada became very, very heavy and quite spiritually angry at hearing such a question. He said, you do not know how to reply? What does Krishna say in Gita? Tesham satata juktanam bhajatam pritipurgmakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantate. That those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, for him I reveal. Tesham evanukam bharatam, from within the heart. Who is on that level? Krishna from within the heart doesn't speak to anyone, only those who are his pure servants. Is that without approaching a spiritual master, one cannot understand the truth. And then Prabhupada said, why are you bothering me with these nonsense questions? You do not know how to answer them. You do not read my books. You are a rascal. You have simply come to give me pain. So anyways, Prabhupada spoke in such a way that none of us would ever ask that question again. It was his transcendental process of making it quite clear. Tad vijnanartham sugurum eva abhigachet. Abhigachet means it is required. It is essential. You must approach Guru if you want to understand the truth. And in order to make this very, very substantial, Krishna himself accepted Guru. Krishna says in Gita that what the great men do, common men follow. So he wanted to set an example for us. He served his Gurudev with such humility and such sincerity and devotion. But from a higher level of perception, what he was actually doing is he was giving Sandipani Muni the opportunity to serve him in such a wonderful, loving way of being his teacher. It is a parental form of devotion. It was a type of vatsalya ras, where he was giving him the opportunity to love him and to serve him like a teacher, like a parent. And for the wonderful, wonderful service that Sandipani Muni had offered to the Lord wanted to fulfill his desire. It was in the guise of Guru Dakshini, that Gurudev, now you have given so much transcendental knowledge. It is the duty of the disciple to give some gift to the spiritual master after receiving initiation, or after receiving, what is initiation? The transfer of divine knowledge and divine grace. So Sandipani Muni, he knew that the personality of Godhead is the only power on earth above death. And he asked him, bring my son back to me. He has died some time back. And Krishna went to the court of Yamaraj, and here he is saying, O King Yamaraj, obey my command and bring this boy to me without delay. And Yamaraj replied, so be it. Yamaraj is the eternal servant of Krishna. All living beings are eternal servants of Krishna. All avatars and all demigods are eternal servants of Krishna. This entire existence, spiritual and material, everything and everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna. If we have Krishna's favor, if we have Krishna's grace in our life, what fear can possibly come before us? The poet Govinda Das has prayed, Bajahure mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare. My dear mind, please, I beg you, just remember that beautiful son of Sri Nanda Maharaj. Because by remembering him, you are free of death. Abhay charanara vindare. By the remembrance of Krishna, all fear is dispelled. Just like the sun dispels all darkness. When Krishna appears to give light within our hearts, then all fear of birth, old age, disease, and death is removed. So therefore, what is the greatest charity? What is the greatest form of love? Not to give money. Not to give some form of philanthropic relief. The greatest charity is to give one the remembrance of Krishna. Because in remembering Krishna, one becomes fearless. Why does one become fearless? Just like Dhruva Maharaj, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that because, although he was just a young child, because of his great, great service to his spiritual master by always chanting the holy name of the Lord and performing tapasya, and then as he grew up, it is explained that he accepted the service of being a great king on behalf of the Lord. He dedicated his body, mind, words, his entire life in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. It is explained that death personified appeared before Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj, with his foot, stepped upon his head and just crossed over him. That is the power of bhakti. That is the power of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is so attracted to the humble service of his devotee, especially those who are the humble servants of his servants, that for one who gains the divine grace of Krishna, death itself stands before us with folded palms, ready to accept our feet on his head. To give a person entrance into the divine remembrance of Bhagavan through the process of devotional service or bhakti is the greatest charity. It is the greatest act of love. So within this world, people are spending so much of their valuable human life trying to somehow or other prolong their existence, their physical existence, through science, through medical technology, through all forms of economic and social progress. We are trying to relieve ourselves of the fear and the ultimate destination of death. But we see even the greatest conquerors in history, they all lay down their lives before Krishna in the form of death. They do not know the process. All their sciences and all their technologies are steeped in the grossest forms of darkness and ignorance. And through it, they are simply polluting the earth and polluting all the God-given resources that we depend on for survival, because they do not understand that mystical secret, which is the one and only formula to free us from death and fear, and that is devotion to God. That is the highest science. And any science or technology in the world that is connected to that science will give great benefit to all living beings. Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us what every living being is striving to know: how to cross beyond fear, pain, and death and attain eternal pleasure. Sandipani Muni, simply by serving Krishna, has demonstrated how we can overcome the greatest power
of time within this creation. How to always think of Krishna. How to always be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna is the one and only question to be answered in our lives. Krishna has so mercifully appeared within his name. By learning to truly take shelter of the sound of his name, we can become free from birth and death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In fact, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamaraj instructs his Yamadutas that you go and get everybody in this material world and bring them to me. But I warn you, anyone who has once sincerely chanted the name of Lord Hari, do not even go near that person. Because Lord Vishnu, who holds his club, will punish you severely if you go near one of his devotees. Those fortunate souls who have even once sincerely taken shelter of the holy names don't even look in their direction, because they are worshipable by all of us. So therefore, we should know that the key that unlocks the mystery of birth and death is being given to us in the form of the holy name, which is none different than Krishna, which has all the power and all the mystical opulence of Krishna. So let us make the first concern of our life to accept what is favorable and reject what is unfavorable, for learning to take complete shelter of the holy name of Lord Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Is there any questions? Yes, Mahaprabhu.
Maharaj, in your full lecture, several places you have said we become free from death, deathlessness, and so it creates, how to understand it? Everybody has to die, then how you are saying we will not die? Even the devotee has to die.
We explained already that freedom from death doesn't mean preservation of this mortal body. Freedom from death means to come out of the illusion that I am this body, to realize our eternal nature, that every spirit soul is Satchit Ananda, everlasting, full of knowledge, and full of ecstasy. That is our nature. But this illusion of Maya, like a cloud, is covering that nature. Death is simply forgetfulness of our true nature. Death is identifying ourselves with what we are not, which must die. But this illusion of Maya is so powerful that only Krishna can remove us from that illusion. He is the only power above that of this material energy. So why do we worship the Vaishnavas? Why do we worship the spiritual master? Not because they themselves are personalities who have power over death,
but because they are completely surrendered to Krishna. Krishna's divine presence and his divine powers flows through them in a most remarkable way to free us from the clutches of pain, fear, and death. Any other questions?
This is my own experiences, that once we come into spiritual life, we have been told to chant, we have to think, we have to been told to follow regulatory principles, we have been told to chant, always think of Krishna, be the servant of the servant of the servant. And we go into that process and everything goes so nicely. No, all this, all bad things, lust, greed, everything is so calm and cool. And at a sudden, at a stroke, everything is going so nicely, and at a stroke some lust comes up. At a stroke anger comes up. At a stroke greed comes up, or envy comes up, or pride comes up. And we just become surprised that I'm doing everything so nicely, everything so perfectly, how this has come up at a stroke itself. And then we become so disturbed, and then we just find out, we just run here and there. And then we've been told by our spiritual master, Prabhupada, and all of them, that it is just like a fan. Just, you have stopped it, but it is still rocking. So it will go up in a due course of time. But talking about a death, once that type of a fear is there in our mind, that because of our very, very strong material conditioning, is it so that this type of a shock which comes in our between in our spiritual life, like lust, greed, envy, although we are doing all this devotional service, but at the time of our death, because of our strong material conditioning, is it this type of a shock of lust, greed, anger, which is there in our mind? Is it on the deathbed itself, that type of a stroke will come in our mind? And if that will come, what will happen? We have just lost it altogether. So how to see it? That thing doesn't come up at the time of our deathbed, and we go very smoothly altogether when we are leaving the body.
The process of bhakti is a process of purification. We are not so concerned with some temporary peace of mind. We are concerned with complete purification of the heart. So it is true that when we take to the path of devotion, by regulating our lives, by not incurring further sinful activities, by associating with loving saintly devotees, by regularly chanting the holy names, that oftentimes we experience a type of liberation from the clutches of all of the dirty things that we have been associated with previously. And we feel some peace. But those tendencies for material exploitation still remain to an extent within our minds. And every now and then, they come forward into our consciousness. We have used the example that when you look out at the ocean, it looks very peaceful. And every now and then you see a fish jump up. Does that mean that's the only fish in the ocean? That's just the one that happens to come up at the time that you can see. But there are innumerable fishes underneath the surface of the ocean water. So similarly, do you know how many desires are in your mind? Your mind is a repository of unlimited desires for exploitation, anger, pride, greed, lust. We've cultivated them through many, many births. And we only see what comes to the very surface of our consciousness. there are so many. The path of bhakti is to purify them all, to remove them all from the lowest depths of the subtlest point of our ego up to the grossest point of our sensual consciousness. Everything must be removed until we can achieve real peace, eternal peace. As long as there is even one material desire within your heart, you cannot experience real peace. So those desires, sometimes they come up. We should not be surprised. There are so many more as well. We simply have to be experienced enough and wise enough to deal with that desire in such a way that it does not further contaminate us and incriminate us. But rather we deal with that desire in such a way that through that experience we make further spiritual advancement. And how is that? First of all, we cannot become the servant of that desire. We have to tolerate it. Tams tatiksha swabharata. We have to tolerate, not give in. And at that time, we are being tested, we are being tempted. We are at the crossroads between material and spiritual existence at that very moment. We must make the choice to take that same mind and same senses and very urgently engage it in Krishna's service, because that will give us the strength and the power to overcome these temptations. At that time, we should cry out the name of Krishna. We should run to some service for Krishna. We should take shelter of Krishna. If you do that, the desire will come and then it will evaporate. But until you are 100% pure devotee, you should know that these desires will keep coming. But as you become more advanced, you become stronger in that you have conditioned yourself to take shelter of Krishna deeper and deeper and deeper whenever these desires come. But the desires will keep coming. Apuryamanam atala pratishtam. Krishna says in Gita that just like rivers enter into the ocean, a very, very advanced devotee is not disturbed by the desires that are coming and going from his mind, because he's fixed his mind in the ocean of Krishna. So do not be surprised. Not only is it happening to you now, but it will happen to you for many years to come until you become a completely purified soul. But it is a benediction, because these desires, these temptations force us to not be lethargic in our spiritual life. It is a condition of do or die. Either we have to really try to surrender or we will fall down in those circumstances. So for those who are sincere, it is actually a benediction. They impel us to surrender deeper.
Sometimes the material desire is so strong because of our past material conditioning. that the only approach we have been told is just go on, cry out to Krishna, just go to the association of devotees and just tell to all the devotees, this is my problem, just solve it out. But after going and crying out to Krishna, going to the devotees, yet because the material desire is much more overcoming all those other things also to some extent, and although we are going, we are crying out, we chant the holy name, yet the material desire overcome all other things, and we are completely sometimes become helpless. At that time we become very much disturbed. We feel it, whatever the weapon I had it, I utilized it, but that weapon didn't help me altogether. So at that time what should we do?
We should continue to take shelter of Krishna. It is not that we take shelter of Krishna for 5 minutes and then we stop. Taking shelter of Krishna is an eternal process. And how do we take shelter of Krishna? We must approach experienced Vaishnavas and we must learn from them how to deal with these types of desires. How we can take that same energy of that desire and use it in Krishna's service to be purified rather than use it for our degradation.
Maharaj, we've been talking today about death, and since as a doctor I have seen so many people dying in front of me, it is important for me to know about this phenomena. The fact is that there is a phenomena called cardiac arrest, when the heart stops beating for a while and the cardiogram shows a straight line, and we've been taught to give some sort of emergency medicines where we are able to activate the heart again and the person apparently comes back to life. And this happens most of the time. Many people, when they're proclaimed to be dead, they stop breathing, the heart has stopped, and be able to revive them. So practically all the doctors, if you would ask them, they would say that they are not completely, at least in partially in control of this phenomena of death. At least they are partially in control of this phenomena of death, and they are able to sort of bring back the patient to life. So is it that we are able to, some postponement is there, some more time is given, or is it that something which would happen even if you are not there to give the medicines? That seems unlikely, because if the doctor was not there, he would have definitely died.
How long can you postpone? The doctors have not solved the problem of death. No doubt, they have the power to postpone it for some time if their endeavors have the sanction of God. Sometimes the same person with the same situation, it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Ultimately, it is not in their hands. If with the sanction of God he empowers them to do so, then yes, they can make the cardiograph machine start going like this again. But for how long? Will it go like this forever? At the most, a few more years. And in the light of eternity, what is a few years? Physician, heal themselves. Can any doctor claim that he will not die? Those who are in the jaws of death themselves, how can they free another from death? with the sanction of God, some postponement is possible. No doubt. But the goal of life is not some little postponement. I remember when Srila Prabhupada had heart troubles, they brought him to a hospital. So, for the service of Krishna, he was grateful that the doctors were trying to help him. But that at a certain point, he told Brahmananda, "Get me out of this place." And the doctors and nurses said, "Absolutely not. He's still almost in critical condition. He cannot leave this hospital. He will die." Prabhupada said, "I have told you, get me out of this place." And all the doctors and all the nurses and all the orderlies were telling Brahmananda, "If you take this man out, you are going to be the cause of his death. You can consider yourself the murderer of your guru if you remove him from this hospital." And Prabhupada said, "Get me out of this place." So he was in a very difficult predicament. He said, "Prabhupada, I cannot take you out. It's not possible because the doctors and nurses say you will die if I take you out." He said, "My life is not in their hands. My life is in Krishna's hands. Are you going to surrender to them or are you going to surrender to me? Get me out of this place." So Prabhupada couldn't even walk. He put him on a wheelchair and started going down the aisles, and they were saying, "You're crazy, you can't take him." They said, "We will not allow you to take him out unless you sign these documents that you are completely responsible. We nullify all our responsibilities for this patient because you're going against every possible instruction in the medical books." Prabhupada signed the paper. "Get me out of here." That was in 1966. After that, he traveled around the world. He circled the globe 12 times, chanting, dancing, and feasting. Yes?
I don't believe they can extend the life even 1 second. You have to see it that, first of all, we don't know how long a person is supposed to live. Suppose somebody's supposed to live 80 years, and he comes to you at 60, and you give him this massage, right? And then he's dead for 5 minutes or whatever, and you bring him back to life. So because of his excessive sinful activity, he had to go to you and take that trouble. He could reduce his life by his sinful activity or give himself trouble enough, so much that he has to lay down in a bed in your hospital and waste part of his 80 years that he's destined to live. You follow what I'm saying? They're looking at it the wrong way. The doctors, all the doctors in the world cannot extend the life of anyone. Not even 1 second. It can be reduced by more sins or more trouble can you get. Follow? So it's a trouble, it's taking a great, with great difficulty, he has to be put in an ambulance. Brought to the hospital and die for 5 minutes and then come back to life again. And also many of these patients have to go come back again because they go back, as soon as they're so-called okay, they go back and sin again, and then they have to go back into the same situation. Any comment on that? I don't accept the...
They can appear to extend life, but we must know it is with the sanction of Krishna. They themselves have no power to do so. Krishna has that power. And it appears that they can, but it is actually Krishna. Actually, no man has the power to extend one's destiny even 1 second. It is all taking place according to the laws of karma. But with the sanction of God, he can empower a doctor, a nurse, a friend to appear to extend their life. But if we analyze it more carefully, it's actually all just the destiny of karma. That person, it's his karma to be apparently dying and then saved, to be dead and then brought back to life. It is really nothing being done. It may appear that the doctor, such a great doctor, has saved us, but it's by our karma that we've gone to that particular doctor and that he saved us. And karma is all working under the power and the sanction of God. He's orchestrating this entire creation in such a way that everything is meticulously coming together perfectly according to the laws of action and reaction. So from one sense, no one can extend our life. Everyone is simply an agent of the laws of karma, one way or other. Because a murderer can murder you when you're 25 years old. And similarly, a doctor can, and that means he's taken away your life. Prematurely, it appears. And a doctor can apparently extend your life 10 or 15 years when you should have died without triple bypass heart surgery. Huh? So is the murderer reducing your life and is the doctor extending your life? It appears to be so. But in both cases, they are both simply agents of your own karma. They're really not doing anything except being instruments of your own karma by the sanction of God. Yes. Hear the realization of one of our doctors.
Maharaj, very often we hear that a person who is honored, dishonor is worse than death. Mm. And again, a chaste woman, to lose her chastity is worse than death. Mm. Does it mean that to tolerate such situations, they have overcome death?
It is part of the process of overcoming death. To surrender to Krishna is to overcome death. For a woman to aspire to preserve her chastity, and for a person to learn the principles of genuine humility, is the process by which we surrender to Krishna, part of the process. And through that we can overcome death. Queen Kunti prayed, Viparasad, what is it? That let the calamities come again and again, Let all kinds of tribulations and sufferings enter into my life, my dear Lord. Because whenever there is danger, I have no one else to turn to except you. I surrender my heart at your lotus feet. And when I remember you with such feeling, I never have to see the face of death. Humility and chastity is very essential, integral parts of surrender. And it is in surrendering to God that we can overcome death. But overcoming death is a negative approach. A devotee is not so much concerned with overcoming death as he is anxious to accept the position of being the Lord's eternal servant. When you surrender to being the eternal servant of the Lord, overcoming death is just a byproduct of that great benediction, the benediction of pure love, eternal love. Yes.
One of the reasons why meat-eating is condemned is because we are coming in the way of the natural cycle of the life of an animal. But as you explained, death is not in the hand of anybody. It's only in the hands of God, according to the laws of karma. So is it that person who is killing animals, is he coming in the way of the natural evolutionary cycle or not?
It may be that animals' karma, due to one who has been at one time in human birth and who has slaughtered innocent animals, either by eating them or cooking them or transporting them or selling them or directly killing them, that person has to take birth as animal and be slaughtered. So it may be that spirit soul's karma to be slaughtered. But for you to implicate yourself is the greatest ignorance. Whether it is that person's karma or not, it becomes your karma, and you are fully responsible if you take part in it. That is your choice. And by doing so, by that gross misuse of your free will, you are creating so many implications, not only upon yourself, but upon others as well. So a devotee wants to be an instrument of peace and compassion, not an instrument of death and violence. Arivo.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware.
Grihe Tako Vanne Tako, Sada Hari Bole Tako, Grihe Tako Vanne Tako, Sada Hari Bole Tako.
Grihe Tako Vanne Tako, Sada Hari Bole Tako.
Sukhe Dukhe Bulo Nako, Varne Hari Nam Koro Re. Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Gai Gaura Madhu
Sware. Maya jale bada hoye, hacha miche khajlo ye.
Maya jale bada hoye, hacha miche
khajlo ye. Maya jale bada hoye, hacha miche khajlo ye. Ekono Chaitanya Peye Radha Madhav Nam Bolo Re. Ekono Chaitanya Peye Radha Madhav Nam Bolo Re. Gai Gaura Madhu Sware, Gai Gaura Madhu Sware, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware,
Gai Gaura Madhu Sware.
Jivan na hailo ses, na bajilo Hrishikesh.
Jivan na hailo ses, na bajilo Hrishikesh.
জীবন হইল সে না ভাজিল ঋষিকে ভক্তি বিন রূপদেশে পানাম রাসে মাতারে ভক্তি বিন রূপদেশে পানাম রাসে মাতারে নাম গাই গৌর মাধু স্বরে গাই গৌর মাধু স্বরে হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে হরি রাম হরি রাম 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 হরে হরে হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে হরি রাম 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 হরি হরি নাম গাই গৌর মাধু স্বরে গাই গৌর মাধু স্বরে গাই গৌর মাধু স্বরে হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে হরি রাম 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 হরে হরে হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে হরি রাম 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 হরে হরে হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে হরি রাম 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 হরে হরে নাম গাই গৌর মাধু স্বরে গাই গৌর মাধু স্বরে গোপী জন বালবা গিরিবন ধারি গোপী জন বালবা গিরিবন ধারি যস Yasodhanandana Braja Janaranjana Yasodhanandana Braja Janaranjana Yamunathira Bhanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Bihari 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 Jaya Radha Madhava Punja Bihari
Jago Gaura Chanda Bole Gota Nidra Jayo Maya Isa Shirakole Bajibo boliya ese samsara vitore boliya rohile tumi avidya rabore Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole. Kota Nidra jayo maya, Isa chira kole. Tomare loite ami hainu avatara ami vina bandhu ara ke ache tomara jeev jago Gaura Chanda bole Gota Nidra jayo maya
Isachirakole. Enechi osadi maya nasi barolagi. Hari nama maha mantra lao tumi magi. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gaura Chanda bole. Kota nidra jayo maya isa chirakole. Bhakati vinoda prabhu sharane podiya. Se hari nam mantra loi lo magiya. Jago, jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole. Bhuta nidra jayo maya isa chirakole. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Jaya Jagadisha Hari, everybody. Keshavadrita Mina Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Shitiri havitula thare tishtate thava prishte dharani dharana kina chakra ghariste keshavadrita kurma sarira jaya jagadisha hari jaya jagadisha hari jaya jagadisha hari Vasati dasana sikhare dharani dhava lagna Sashini kalanka kalevani magna Keshavadrita suhukara rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Keshavadrita Tukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Avakara kamala bare nakama duta kringam Talita hiranya kasi putanu bringam Eshavadrita narahari rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Thank you. Shavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Shalayasi Vikramane Bali Mabhuta Vahaman Padanaka Nirajanita Janabhavan Keshavadrita Vahamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Shabadita Vahamana Rupa Keshavadrita Vahamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Shatriya Rudhira Maya Jagada Pagata Pithapam Snapayasi Payasi Samita Bhavatapam Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari
Vitarasi dikshura ne dikpati kamaniyam Tasamukha mauli balim ramaniyam